today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What is a salty pretzel fusion?
That sounds it's a style of music.
Yeah. Also a mid-sized automobile.
I was talking to Rob saying I'd got a treat to go out to Avengers Endgame premiere on Monday.
Yeah, he was in Los Angeles for that.
And salty pretzel fusion. That's what beats Thanos. Is a salty pretzel fusion.
When you were living in the mayor's mansion, wasn't it true that the servants would bring
our
you
own ice cream?
But the servants would bring you any flavor of ice cream you required at any time of day, right?
Exactly.
And a shark sandwich.
You know what? Rob paints that picture that I think it's like, what's that kid's book, Eloise at the plaza?
At the plaza.
Right?
Yeah.
That Maddie's running around in a dress like that. It's like, or the kid that has the British father in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Yeah. I want it now.
Yeah, Violet.
I want Violet.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are so lucky that this gentleman puts us on his list every year when he's doing some of his tours, and he's coming through the country just talking all about the greatest ice cream in the world. Sean Greenwood is here from the Ben & Jerry's Corporation.
Thank you so much. Always a treat to be here.
I've been there. I've been up to Vermont. I enjoyed the factory. I love Ben & Jerry's. And let me just pull back the curtain and explain how this works. Sean comes in with this big satchel of all the new stuff from Ben & Jerry's. Mm-hmm. He goes on TV, radio, everywhere around the country. And we're lucky to have him. And it's always fun because he brings treats for us. Now, when we started doing the show, when I started doing the show down in Florida, they have their act together in the Sean Greenwood Poobah of PR department. They have their act together so totally that they anticipate him coming on the show. And they send me the stuff so that I can.
What a great operation!
Yeah, because we had he did a pop in once where he had a pop in visit once where you had no ice cream and we looked at
it.
It was sad clown, very sad.
I couldn't stand it. I said, "Is there any way?" And then the situation was resolved, and through a bunch of negotiations, similar to what they did with Trump in North Korea, we were able to arrange for the ice cream to be here, and. There is a slight wrinkle, though. There's a wrinkle that will be explained as we go on.
Okay. Fair.
And I don't think I need to explain it right now. We'll just, I think the best thing to do is to welcome Sean. Sean from Vermont, welcome.
Thank you. So always a treat to be here. Now, last time I was here, the wrinkle was you weren't wearing pants, I think, if that was correct, Mike.
Earlier this week. I'm wearing
that's not today's wrinkle. No. We got a new...
I'm wearing lovely microfiber golf shorts right now.
Mm. And, yeah, you are.
Yummy.
Yeah, you should have your team send me a sample of that.
Thank you.
No dry ice needed for that.
Just because it's so hot. But aside from that, no.
Have you done... Your look, have you grown out your beard a little bit?
It's like a sexy Abe Lincoln. That's what I call this now. Yeah, it's just like you let it come down a little bit, and at the end, so it looks like...
You're not like auditioning for the sequel to Kingpin or something.
No. I think Big Lebowski. I think that's what
it screams alpha male. I did something very embarrassing between the open of the show and the segment.
Yeah.
I said, Sean, you working out? Really, like off mic, on the air.
He was just being sweet.
And it was actually worse than that. Because what he did is as if Sean wasn't even here. He looked at me and he said, Rob, Sean is fit.
Wow. Man, oh man.
It's like a perv.
That was your word.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was like never, a Me Too movement for him.
Right, we know. It's never appropriate. The problem is, right, all Benninger's employees get 3 free pints a day. For every day that we work, right? That's an employee benefit. So we do have at our office, at our headquarters, a company gym to try to balance those out. And so, you try to hit that, but boy, it's hard getting old.
Are there people there? Oh, tell me about it. There are there people there that work in at the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Ben and Jerry's corporate, that are so aware of the fact that you're around this wonderful stuff that is the gym well trafficked up at the Ben and Jerry's?
We joint? Probably get about 30% of the employees that use the gym. So it's strong. Probably not a bad ratio for what corporate America. The problem, there's a slogan people say when they first start out, they gain the Ben 10. It's like the freshman 15 of college. So it's one of those things you try to stay on top of it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I wish
Well, there's
did.
Balance, right?
That's what we hope, right? Yeah. So the good room for some treats and room for working out.
Overrated! anyway, so we're here with Sean, and let's dive right in.
All right.
Okay. Now I know that you have, before you start, I have to tell you, the pint slices. And this is really for, if you want to treat and you want to really manage kind of what you're taking in, I think the pint slice is great because it's just the right amount, and you can maintain that and do a... you sent me those pine slices.
Yeah, right.
I don't have them currently.
It's okay. We'll do it right here. We'll do it and we can talk
Someone took them from my house.
Do we start with these?
So pine slices, right? One of the things that's amazing you're talking about, Mike. So this is the Ben and Jerry's idea is like the pints are what everyone loves. And so we're like, if you take that sweet spot, that middle chunk out of that slice out of the middle of the pint, that's the idea of the pine slices. We started making them and we're going to make them with a stick. In it, like, so it'd be ice cream on a stick, but all the big chunks that are in there kept pushing the sticks out. So we're like, there's not room for the stick, so we're just going with a single held. So this is how you open, gentlemen. There's an arrow that goes across the top. So you just take it, rip across the top, and then it makes a pouch to keep your fingers clean.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't need a stick, right?
That's brilliant.
So when you do digging, Mike, and the amazing thing, our team said, well, it's portion control because it's just one. And I was like, bullshit. I'm going to open it up and I'm going to eat the whole box. And what's amazing is, right, because as a Ben and Jerry's guy, I get 3 pints a day. I go home and I open a pint lid and I often go top to bottom. I'm very excited when I hit the bottom of the pint. And the amazing thing is with these, you eat one and you're done and you're like, I'm happy. It was good. I'm
full. It is satisfying.
And I never go back and eat a second pint slice. So it actually does work for portion control. Who the hell knew?
It does work.
Everything that Ben and Jerry's ever made is always a single serving. Even if you put out a quart, it would still be a single serving.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that talks about servings in a pint is, you're barking up the wrong tree as far as that. And I've enjoyed the Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia pint slices. And now the mint, amazing mint pint slices. And I would have brought them in, Sean, but I think it's important to point out that I suffered an injury earlier in the week, and I've been homebound.
Shut up.
This is not good.
Got my injury on Monday. Your package arrived on Tuesday. We'll talk more about that later. But that's kind of what happened. So the pine slice is not currently available.
The flavor we're enjoying in studio, Mike, candy bar pie. Mm.
Yes, a delicious candy.
So you got that one, too.
Mm-hmm. 10 I had out that of 10. Before it was stolen.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Peanut butter ice cream, fudge flakes, salty pretzel fusion. What is a salty pretzel fusion? That sounds
it's a style of music.
Yeah. I also a mid-sized automobile.
I was talking to Rob saying I got a treat to go out to Avengers Endgame premiere on Monday.
Yeah, he was in Los Angeles for that.
And salty traveling pretzel fusion. Country. That's what beats Thanos. It's a salty pretzel fusion.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't mean.
Now, what do you do?
I got to see the movie, so I don't want to give away. But Salty Pretzel Fusion is the hero.
So you just hang with the celebs when you're out
there.
It was
ridiculous because usually I don't get to do any of that stuff. But this time, you know, they mentioned us in their last movie. They had a line saying, if Thanos is after the 6th Infinity Stone, Iron Man says, why don't we put this one down the garbage disposal? And Doctor Strange says, no can do. We swore an oath to protect their life. And Iron Man goes, yeah, and I swore an oath to give up dairy, but then Ben and Jerry's made a flavor named after me. And so they go, Dr. Strange goes, yeah, it's called Stark Raving Hazelnuts. It's a bit chalky. They go, we prefer the Hunka Hulka Burnin' Fudge. So in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, there are 2 Ben & Jerry's flavors there. So
there
how cool
is.
Are those guys to do that?
That's very cool.
And, we didn't pay them anything. They're just really amazing. So, got to go out there. And I said, can we at least bring some ice cream to your movie premiere launch? So that's what we did out there. We did some Hulk Smash Sundae Bar. We put a whole bunch of chunks out and let them make their own sundae.
And it was rich with celebrities?
So cool. Oh, my God. I said it was a shorter list of who wasn't there, right? There was all of the original Avengers, everyone who's been in the movies, Allison Brie, Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, all ridiculous. And then I turned the corner and ran into Kevin Feige, who's the Marvel president, right? Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't have any handlers. He doesn't have any family. He doesn't have anyone following him. And I was just like, hey, I'm out here from Ben and Jerry's. And he goes, you came out all the way from Vermont? I was like, dude, what an amazing movie this is. And you're wrapping up this 11, 12 years. And so it was tremendous.
Wow.
And then I thanked him for having the salty pretzel fusion beat Thanos in the end. Thank you for working
that
into the story.
That's good that you get a chance to have a little fun in Hollywood.
So cool.
That is wonderful.
And it's organic. It's organic marketing.
It was.
That's all it is.
It was nice.
Because I want them to stay for a long time, I want to ask you about the Pint Slices. Successful, and they'll be here for a long time?
That's the plan. We just added like two more flavors.
So they're going good. You can find like five or six now
in the supermarket. We only had two or three.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's a big deal.
What's the top seller flavor?
Of Pint Slices, I believe, is Tonight Dough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Jimmy Fallon one.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty good.
Does that disappoint you, Rob?
A little bit.
Jimmy Fallon flavor.
A little bit. Yeah. I would like perhaps another, honor someone else. Like maybe like Tim Allen. If you could do a Tim Allen Pint Slice.
What would the flavor be?
I don't know. Something better than Jimmy Fallon, I guess.
Rob is incredibly jealous of Jimmy Fallon.
Not jealousy.
A lot of people confuse you two, and they'll say like it's hey, why does Rob not get the show? It's not fair.
All right, let's move on to our pint selection.
Okay, so the first up is the, what you guys have here is cookie dough. This is a non-dairy is why we're serving this to you first.
Oh, really?
So we figured out how to do cookie dough, right? Because usually when you make cookie dough, it's full of butter and other products. So this is vegan, non-dairy. We're up to 11 flavors of non-dairy. Mike's, look at him. He is at the same time live tasting. So, right, if you're a non-dairy
person. Mike, weird acoustics on your pint there.
Pardon me?
There's an echo in your pint.
All right, I need to explain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's empty. Empty.
Yep.
This is chocolate chip cookie dough, non-dairy. I'm a massive fan of the non-dairy. The flavor profile of the non-dairy is awesome. The stuff came on Tuesday. I've been a shut-in, and I ate it.
Homebound.
We call it research for the segment.
I didn't. It required a tremendous amount of willpower and self-discipline to wait for you till Friday to eat this. And so, how do you like it? I loved it. In fact, there won't be a flavor here I didn't love.
The flavor is great, but the mouthfeel is so great on this. It does not taste
or feel
like anything that's vegan, or it doesn't feel like you're sacrificing anything.
Fantastic.
Gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough and fudge flakes.
Thanks for doing the description, Mike. I have to do my job here. They're like, could you promote the stuff some more?
I told you it wasn't going to be a normal.
I don't know.
Told you it wasn't going to be a normal segment there, Sean.
It's like Bane eating ice cream.
Exactly.
I can put it in the trash now. I have eaten the entire pint.
In the superhero episode.
Yes, great.
All right, we're moving along. Next flavor. These get into the three cookie dough core flavors. So these are brand new this year. Big gob of cookie dough right down the middle. The first one is kind of inspired by the classic cookie dough ice cream. It's a cookie milk base, fudge chips, chocolate chip cookie dough core down the middle.
Wow. What's it called?
That one is called chocolate chip cookie dough core.
Ding. Now,
correct delicious.
Wait a minute. It's another empty pint. He is two
chocolate
for two, ladies
chip
and gentlemen.
Cookie dough core. Let me
now, were those my, were those full when you shipped them to him?
I believe there was supposed to. Did he get that at the 9 a.m. hour or the 10 a.m.? How long have
I
you
got
had
it early? It came early. It came early on Tuesday, right after I'd done the show. And it's mighty good. They're none of them that I can poo-poo.
Two things. First of all, are you shocked that the other lesser competitors have not tried to steal the core concept?
Yeah, you think it's hard to do, right?
Is that one
of the things that it's really hard to make ice cream like that? And so, hats off to our team it's not just the team like who comes up with it, right? The innovation guys go, let's do it this way. And you're like, yeah, now the tech guys have to figure out how to
do it. Yeah.
Right? And so it is really hard to make that kind of stuff work well.
I just want to show my pint. Yeah. When you're really eager, you leave the plastic on the top because you don't wait to cut through it. You just tear it.
Like a bear got it.
If we're keeping track at home, the slices are gone and two pints are gone so far.
So far.
And we're on to flavor two?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go. Sweet like sugar is what we have next here, Mike.
This is the one I have. This is the one I have.
Oh, yeah.
Live eating.
Oh,
so
live eating.
We'll mimic
I only
Mike
ate...
has eaten this pint.
Oh, I only ate that much.
Look,
half.
He left.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
No, but it's just soft and perfect to turn it over.
The amount, amount that's left looks like it's a sample. It's not even like a pie. It looks like something that's just right from the lab.
So this one is supposed to be like sugar cookie inspired. So it's called Sweet Like Sugar. It's sweet cream ice cream, almond flavor in there, shortbread cookies, cherry ice cream, and a sugared cookie dough. Mm-hmm. So cherry, almondy.
This is a game changer. And I'll tell you why. Is that a lot of people don't realize... Maraschino cherries don't taste like cherries. Mm. They're actually almond flavored. So you're getting a double dose of almond goodness here.
This is Rob's foodie side.
How do you know that?
Again.
What do you mean maraschino cherries taste like almond?
If you close your eyes and just taste a maraschino cherry, it doesn't taste like, it's not tart like a cherry. Mm. It has the cherry consistency, but the flavor profile is that of almond. This
Are
is
you
true.
Lecturing our guests from Ben and Jerry's?
No, you flavors? Asked me. You asked me and I
getting
answered.
Getting a little hostile about it.
I like that he's passionate about it though.
Yeah.
I love. Obviously, I love.
You're a foodie guy. I know this from before. But you know
what? What would be if you were if someone was to say, and this is a real ice cream connoisseur.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, how are you, Chubby Chicken?
You ate the oni.
If you were to recommend when you pull it out of your freezer, the proper amount of counter time to leave your pint to make
Buffing
it perfect.
Yeah. We're going to go and try to blow some minds on this answer. Don't leave it on the counter. Pull it out and put it in your refrigerator like an hour before you're eating it. Like if you're serving the whole thing for guests, you want it perfectly tempered, pull it out, put it in your fridge for about an hour.
That makes
it,
perfect
it
sense.
It tempers Frankie, much more slowly, right?
Yeah.
This is why it's a, this is why I, it, my job's a 4-year degree. Because you need science combined with
science.
Technology.
Yes.
Pretzel fusion technology. I don't remember what it
These
was.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Nice. Another now, throwback.
What about the people that I don't know that I agree with this, that microwave it for like 15 seconds.
You know, we get it. I do it, right? Like when you're at work and you're having a tough time and you're like, I'm in, and you go to the employee freezer and you grab it and boom, it's the quick way to do it. The problem is it makes the middle all soft, which is kind of nice when you have these cores that you want to dig out, because sometimes at work we just go in and open up and eat the core out and put the rest in the freezer and you never eat the rest, which it's a waste. It's not fair. We compost.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's, you're like you're just eating the icing
yeah,
on a cake.
Exactly.
That's right, yeah,
exactly. But in terms of a regular pint of ice cream, if you do that, then you know, it melts quickly. And then if you put some back in the freezer, it's going to freeze and get crystally and crunchy. And so that's not good. So this try not to use a microwave.
This is amazing. This approach is, for me, Cherry Garcia, my all-time favorite.
Look at that. Mm. So, you know,
sugar ice cream. It's
I was just up at Emerson University, Emerson College this week, and I had a co-ed ask me, what is your favorite flavor? And I said, Cherry Garcia. And she nodded and she goes, yeah, it sounds like a dad flavor.
Dad flavor.
Oh, like now it's been around so long.
Right, like I'm just an old guy
now.
It's
still a cool flavor.
Wow.
Dad flavor.
Dad flavor. Right through that.
Right through the heart. All right, last one is Wake and No Bake.
Thank you.
Wake and No Bake.
I got it. I got that one.
Still got it?
I still got it, baby.
I still got it. I didn't eat it, guys.
What we're going to do next time is I'm going to ship it one day earlier to Mike, and we're going to see... How many? Like,
hold
just,
out.
There's got to be a math number. Like, if I give him 9 pints 4 days early, or like 12 pints
like
5 days early, there's got to be one that's like perfect. He couldn't work through it.
There it is.
There it is.
Wake and no bake.
Wake and no bake. Well, vanilla ice cream.
God! Oh, it's gone. God. You monster.
I am not.
You monster.
Listen to me. I've gained 15 pounds this week. I am not exaggerating. I'm going to be honest with my audience.
We're being.
This is all me. I did this. I can't tell you the specific effing times that I did this, but I did this. All week, I had a bad back. I couldn't do anything. This was my only pleasure.
Is there medicinal marijuana in Florida? Is that what it is?
I think there is now.
Okay,
I think
so
there,
that could explain. That could be the back treatment. It could be combination.
We could not script this, Sean. We could not script the fact that we're doing a taste test and he's eaten all the samples.
All of them. I like the taste test.
He's informed.
Still have the sugar cookie, though, or the sweet like sugar.
What was great is I knew that his ice cream was arriving on the day it was, and it was a day his back was really giving him some trouble.
Nice. He got a treat.
So I texted his wife, Carla. I said, expecting some ice cream today, and she says, got it. And I said, if Carla got the ice cream, maybe it's safe for Friday. It was not.
I will tell you, the last time this was done, the last time Sean visited us, it was put in the freezer. I brought all the stuff out untouched,
right.
Mm-hmm. And this time I said, no.
This is the injury talking, people. This
it's
is pain.
The injury talking. That's true. That's exactly what it is.
Playing in pain. This ice cream is why you got a show on Wednesday, why you got a show on Thursday. It got him through it.
Yep. Amen. Amen, brother.
But that's the wake and no bake, right? No
what
bake
a
cookies.
Great flavor.
Like the that chocolate oatmeal peanut butter cookie that you make and drop on the counter. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter cookie, peanut butter ice cream, fudge chip, no bake cookie core.
Fantastic. Mm. Peanut butter running a theme today. Is there
We've
a lot of
peanut butter? We've been doing a lot of peanut butter lately. It's definitely been very trendy.
Tests high. Yeah. Tests well.
Yeah, people love it.
Is it a dad flavor?
Works. Well, I think the problem, the kids have been too weak the last couple decades. They have allergies now, so they can't, old guys that plow through.
How do you how do you measure what's trending? And I ask this because you probably have some insight into your team, but also... Well, the guys here were raving about the fact that that chicken and waffles are everywhere. Mm. Like chicken and waffle, everything, chips, everything. Yeah.
Chicken core, maybe.
Ooh. As you strategize, and I know that microbrews have to learn early, like what are they going to go for? What are the key ingredients for their beers? As you have your staples, clearly, but you innovate all the time.
You're right, and you have to because your fans are like, we want something new, but they're also saying, don't mess with my cookie dough.
Right.
And so cookie dough is almost always magic for us. We've got 17 versions of cookie dough, this cookie dough, that. But you still say, how do we come out with something that's new and unique? So you take like these, the sweet like sugar and the wake and no bake. Those are crazy out there that you start going, how many flavors and textures are you combining? And so the team will go out, our research and development team will actually go find a city. It might be Toronto this year, might be Detroit next year, LA, and they'll go into 5 or 6 restaurants and go, give me every dessert on the menu.
Oh, wow.
And so they'll sit there and just bring a table full of desserts. Bite of this, bite of that. What's trending? Is it pomegranate? Is it salty? Is it texture stuff? Is it people want height on their dessert, right? So they find out this stuff and they come back. They're like, I got some inspiration now. We see, lemon poppy seed seems huge on the West Coast. Let's take that and play around with it, see what we can do.
You know what's weird is that whole thing of going in and ordering every dessert in a restaurant. Mike and I have done that, but we don't make ice cream. We just do it.
Do you have any? But there is no, there isn't, you don't start the year 2019 and say, we're going to go for 5 new flavors this year, because you look at sales and you try something. Yeah. And if the idea is there, you put it out there. And then if it sells, it sticks around. If it doesn't sell, it doesn't stick around. Isn't that the way it works?
Well, and you're a year in advance, right? Like, so we've got 2020 flavors pretty much locked in at this point.
Wow.
Right? And so you have to, because you got to source the ingredients for it. You need to get all the packaging done for you. So you need to get that process done in advance. And then you're putting some things out. So you might say salted caramel. You might go, that trend's got to be over. And you're like, go look at this. Right? And for us, you look at what you're saying. How does it perform in the market? What do your fans love? When those flavors drop down, we got about 50 pint flavors total. When it gets down to number 46 to 49, you're like, yep, you're not looking good, people. But you drop those out, and then it lets you bring in new ones like this, and everybody wants something new.
It's awesome. Well, smart. Continued success and tremendous for the environment and for a lot of other things. Ben and Jerry's, it's a great place. If you're ever up in the Vermont area, please check out their factory tour. I did that on the day they were cleaning. I'll never forgive myself. Right. We were going to go again, but we're going to Canada.
We talked National Ice Cream Month. You guys could be doing. You're going to Canada, so maybe you can stop on the way. Or maybe we can come up and meet you there. Where? What part of Canada are we talking about?
We're going to Montreal this summer.
We are on the way.
We're
like an hour south of there.
Well, my buddies that we're going with are in Burlington. So,
let's stay in touch.
Yep, very good. Sean, always a pleasure.
Thank you,
Ben and Jerry. Sean Greenwood, always fun. And we will take a break, and I'm going to take a nap. We'll start the show when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In 1978, we bought this house for $150,000. If we sell our house and don't put it back into a behemoth, we have $140,000 of profit. We liquidate everything. Stocks, your father's bond, the minimum for both cars, $16,500, I figured. I'm being very conservative. Very conservative liquidation leaves us $190,000 in cash.
No.
Yes.
We couldn't.
I'm telling you, $190,000 in cash.
I can't believe it.
Now, all we need is a motor home, and we should get a great one, because we're going to live there for the rest of our lives.
Well, what do you think a motor home cost?
Guess who went motor home shopping? Hi, friends. Motorhomes for sale, 45,000 complete for a great one. 30 feet long, a bedroom, a bath, a kitchen, a microwave that browns, a little TV. Beautiful, beautiful. Better than our new house. It has wheels, too, okay? This is what we talked about when we were 19. Remember, we kept saying, let's find ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have a dollar, so we watched television instead. Linda, this is just like Easy Rider.
God, this is a great kitchen. Melted cheese.
Oh, boy. Microwave?
Yeah.
How long does it take?
28 seconds.
Including the browning time?
Everything. Isn't that great?
Good browning element.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Get your motor running.
Yeah, me Excuse me.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from Bucksport, Tennessee, to Spring Hill, Florida, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, from Marilla, New York, to Painesville, Ohio.
Ow!
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health, but amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and yes, even enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5, so you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Now, Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you. And thanks to Sean Greenwood for his flexibility.
Woo! Yes.
Because I went to the spine doctor today.
El spine.
Because of my little fall, and he reported that I'm fine. They kind of make you feel like a wimp. It's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no big deal, man.
And what are you doing? Why are you even here? Copay as you leave.
Took a tumble.
I said, well, you know, I took a real bad tumble, and it's gotten better every day, but I'm thinking, you know, when you fall like that, you might want to just check things out. I was thinking an x-ray. No, you don't need an x-ray. Thank you, doctor. I'm a complete wimp. I'll see you next year. I appreciate that. Take care.
Your youthful doctor shaking his head ruefully as you leave the office.
Super youthful. Probably the youngest doc that I have. The
really?
Youngest doc. We talked about televisions the last time. We talked about Samsung and LG and things like that the last time we were together. And he's got a four-year-old. But he'll live to see that four-year-old graduate college.
Or have children.
So anyway, it's wonderful. And thanks to Sean Greenwood.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
What's that?
What was dark? What did I miss?
My parents will never, my offspring will never get to know their great-grandfather or my kids' offsprings, right? If I have a child, I'll never have a great-grandmother or a great-grandfather. I've never had a great-grandmother or great-grandfather in my lives ever. I've never had that.
I never had a great-grandmother or great-grandfather in my life.
Oh, either. I feel like the life expectancy here in the States should be longer it is in Latin America.
For me, I look at my father's father, who was a judge, one of the first Irish Catholic judges in the state of Connecticut. And I see old pictures of this old timey guy with a big belly and a big pocket watch, and you know, had that kind of look.
You never met him ever, even as a baby.
No, my father's father died when he was 14 or 15.
Oh, wow.
And my father's mother died when he was 5 years old, or three, four, or five. Something like that. She got strep throat. They didn't have antibiotics in that day. My dad would be over 100 years old now. So you know,
my
it's
kids
a long,
will
long
vaguely.
Time. I mean, he had me late in life. Had me when he was 49, I think, or 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, had me late.
My kids will have vague memories of Carrie's mom and Carrie's dad and also Big Daddy, but I remember my dad's grandfather.
Wow.
And he was the scariest man who ever lived. If I was forced to go by my recollection of his name was Hugh Carlton, but we called him Pop. And if I had to describe Pop as a youth, I'd say he was about 9 feet tall and 6 feet wide. and loud and mean, and he played piano like he hated a piano. He would just sit down. And, yeah, and
those are vivid memories, though.
My dad's grandfather.
That was your father's grandfather?
Yeah, my dad's mother's dad. Yeah.
Dad's mother's dad. So you dad. Actually had some contact with your grandparents.
I remember the one thing he would do when he was not scaring the hell out of his grandchildren was he'd do the thing where he'd cross his legs and give you a horsey ride on his foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I was like 3 or 4 and I remember getting that, but I remember never being at ease with it because he was so horrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, was he massive?
He was not big, like not like bulky, but he was tall. And I mean, like excessively tall. I'm sure he was no taller than like 6'4", but when you're little, that seems huge.
6'4", I think, is tall.
And I can remember him sitting down at a piano and playing a song I never remembered because it was obviously from like the turn of the century and hitting the keys so hard and being total focus. And my father explained, he says, he played the piano like he hated the piano. like he was mad at it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I talked to my mom about him, and he was not all that welcoming to strangers in the house. My mom, Sharon, he always called Karen, never got her name right. And she said when he talked, she would tense up because it was a scary, loud voice.
Wow. That's incredible. It's funny when I think about age and who's going to be around and all that. And I'm thinking about my son and his grandmother. And a very good chance she'll be around longer than I will.
Sure.
You know, with her different level of fitness compared to mine. Totally different lifestyles, you know, said the man who just put a pint, another empty pint in, you know, that's a total of 4 that they have. And, you know, I'm not proud of that. But I don't
be
do
proud
well
of
when
this,
I'm
Mike. Be proud of this, that you introduced an element of surprise to the ice cream segment.
You totally changed the game.
Yeah. He doesn't get this when he does, you know,
he doesn't
like
get a completely finished
show.
Pint that was completed. And by the way, you guys all liked it. It was my favorite sweet little sugar. What was it? Sweet sugar,
sugar cookies?
Sugar cookie one with the almond.
Sweet. Sweet balls.
Like sugar. Sounds like something a Southern lady would say. Well, aren't you just sweet like sugar? Aren't you just the sweetest like sugar thing that ever walked through my door with your delicious sweet ice cream with a hint of almond flavor and shortbread cookies?
Cheers.
Cherry ice cream. Cherries and a sugar cookie dough core. Aren't you just be sweet? Be sweet like sugar. Why don't you just be sweet like sugar, honey? Yes, Vermont's finest Ben and Jerry's with Mr. Super Workout Sean Greenwood, who Oscar and
Your fit.
His physique.
Ogled. Like, man was
he
ogled.
Really doesn't look like he's from Vermont. He looks like he should be from Brooklyn, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got
that
look.
Do you,
Mike, feel like this is a win for the show because you had the foresight as a professional to keep the packaging?
Yes. It was almost like the Price is Right. You know when they show fish sticks on the Price is Right.
Well,
there are
no
fish sticks in there.
There was a guilt factor involved. And then after I realized, I said to myself, well, I killed that because I really just didn't have any self-control. And I said, you know, this will be a great bit. And then the pressure was, well, you know, it'll be an even,
you know what'll be an even funnier bit if you knock out all 3 pints and then eat most of 1 pint during the show. That'll be big fun. That'll be super big fun. So in a way,
sold
I completely and totally rationalized
you committed.
Eating as much ice cream this week as I possibly could. I could eat more. I get it. You know, ice cream is my weakness. Ice cream is my all-time biggie. And a lot of people, it's the same thing. That ice cream is the weakness that I have.
But not just
ice
cream,
calories.
That ice cream.
Well, that ice cream is I am so proud of our association that he puts us on the list. And, you know, he goes to radio stations and television stations all over the country. And I think he comes to us because he just likes being here.
I think so.
Now, is he still here or did he leave?
No. He's giving free ice cream to all the cast and crew.
All the other podcasts.
And
stay away from them.
No.
He's ours.
No.
He's ours.
No other podcasts. Our Pony
our
and Maddie and Shannon. And
oh, we got some ugly looks from Maddie.
She was so pissed off.
Yeah. that she wasn't included in the first round.
Oh, you mean the first round of taste tests?
Yeah. She was not pleased.
Is Maddie an ice cream file? Is she somebody that enjoys
Maddie
ice
announced
cream?
When she got to work today that she was hungry because I think she was excited about the ice cream.
But I was dreaming about it.
She did like a passive... I heard there's ice cream coming in, guys.
Yeah. Is Maddie, is ice cream your thing? Do you love ice cream?
I truly love all desserts, and ice cream is up there.
When you were living in the mayor's mansion, wasn't it true that the servants would bring
our
you
own ice cream?
But the servants would bring you any flavor of ice cream you required at any time of day, right?
Exactly.
And a shark sandwich.
You know what? Rob paints that picture that I think it's like, what's that kid's book, Eloise at the plaza?
At the plaza,
right?
Yeah.
That Maddie's running around in a dress like that. It's like. Or the kid that has the British father in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Yeah. I want it now.
Yeah, Violet.
I want Violet. No, it's not Violet.
Oh, you're right.
Dick.
It's not. It's
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. Mm. My bad. Mm. Right, I doff my cap to thee.
When we come back, lots to talk about. I have no idea what to talk about on the show. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'd like to pay tribute to a listener. I'd also like to make an announcement about an announcement. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Pony Boy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Pony Boy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Powerful news from Cornerstone. We've been telling you that the economy is softening, and because of that, interest rates down. The lowest they've been in a full year, and chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year thanks to inflationary pressure that never happened. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market in full swing, time to act now. Whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Energy surging through my body right now.
Like Elvis when he ate the three cherry pies.
Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. We will be gone next week, and Rob Spiewak has promised me that when we come back, there will be a brand new, please, Jesus, and all that is holy, a brand new Cornerstone commercial.
There will be, Mike, and it's going to be great. Is that the announcement you wanted to make?
What's that?
Was that the announcement you wanted to make, that there was a new Cornerstone spot coming up?
No, just be nice to have.
Oh, I know,
have
I know.
An updated, maybe, you know, maybe once a month.
Sure.
You know, maybe, you know, if you want to. You get time.
Yeah, you know, you look into things like this. Sure. Put it on the list. You
know, you're a busy man. I know you're a very busy man.
Of course.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Oh, the major announcement that
major announcement.
He's been
major
lippy this week. Have you noticed that? He's been a little testy this week.
I think we're all...
Giving back as good as he gets.
We are
you know
all...
What I mean?
It's good because we're all...
Given as good as he gets is what it is. You know, that,
it's Veruca Salt, Mike.
I want it now.
He wants it now. No, I mean, you know, only so many times you can.
Well, it's vacation, you know I mean? Mike. It's vacation.
You write
time.
Them, I read them. You understand? Vacation.
I do. I feel you. Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. You know, if you were, you know, how long have I been reading that one? Just out of curiosity.
That's a couple weeks, I think. Was it?
Yeah, maybe four.
Oh,
I think that maybe we could address this offline and move along with Joe.
Well, he's the one that, you know, he said, you know, is that the major announcement? That was kind of smart, Alex.
No, that was actually trying to segue.
That's kind of why things lingered.
You know? He was teeing you up.
I was trying to segue and tee up.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Were you teeing me up?
Or teeing you up for the next topic. It's not teeing you up.
Not like testosterone.
No.
Teeing me up was, you were, what's another term? I thought teeing me up was maybe.
No, not like.
Busting balls.
You're setting the table.
I was setting the table. I wasn't poking.
Do I look like a clown? Do I make you laugh? Is that what I do? You know,
I wasn't
Rob?
Doing that at all. I wasn't doing that at all.
Because right now I'm just having fantasies about you being the guy, the tennis pro that lives across the street. And I'm Henry Hill coming across the street with the gun in my pocket.
Well, it's nice to have a fantasy.
Thank you. if you only knew constantly, you know, how could I do this to Rob? But you wouldn't say, hey, you want some of this, pal? You wouldn't do
No.
I would say that if I had like a tray of food.
Yeah, but the major announcement was teeing up this fact that on Monday when we come back from a week, we're going to be gone next week. On Monday, we will have a major announcement for you. And we're
major.
Very, very excited
May 6th.
About it.
So speculate and talk about
major
it.
Award.
And, a major award. It's a fragile. That'll be coming back, and we're very, very psyched about it. So make sure you're here. It'll be at the beginning of the show. Next Monday, May 6th, when we come back from our little bitty break, which is a staycation for me, and Oscar's going to Florida. What are you doing? Are you doing anything special at all?
I thought about going to see my dad at the beach, but he's not going to be at the beach, so that has been sidelined. So I'll have a staycation as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I basically have so many different medical professionals that I will be seeing next week that we're not going anywhere. So I'm really looking forward to hanging around. Dentist, my incredibly wealthy dentist, is the annual cleaning, which seems now that I'm getting a cleaning every other month. That's right. What it feels like.
Well, and it's supposed to be every 6 months, right?
It's every 6 months. And apparently, to me, because I don't like the dentist, it feels like it's every month. And I said to Carla, hey, what are they calling me? I got an appointment Tuesday? What do I have an appointment Tuesday before?
What?
Carla turns around and says, "Welcome to the world of taking good care of your teeth." I said, "Excuse me, I didn't have meth mouth before I met you. I went
like,
to the I went
some
to the
sort
dentist.
Of brand new thing. Like, oh my God, for 59 years you haven't given them a glance, and
I
now."
For many years, I would do the 1 year cleaning. I wouldn't do the every 6 months, which, by the way, is just an excuse for the dentist to put more money in their line their pockets.
Yeah, cashy
checky.
That's
what I think with that.
Can't
so
clean
I'm going
teeth without
again.
Checky.
Yeah, and they'll always find something. Well, that looks like an older filling. Yeah, I said because half of these fillings that I had were done in the 1800s with Dr. Novi, who used to have an antique drill in his office to terrify children. That's why I don't
you don't
like
have
the
any
thing
metal
in the first
fillings
place.
Left, do you?
No, you know what? They're the people down. They advertise on television, the dentists that I go to down here. And so I see these and billboards. So I see these giant billboards, something I would love all over the nation for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sure.
It would make me happy. TV ads, one thing. Radio ads, another thing. Movie screens, another thing. Billboards, I just
love a billboard.
WJFK and Free FM gave us those massive billboards all over town. It was great when Kirk and I had our bus boards in the city of Washington for the Edge. It was always fun. So I see this guy and it pisses me off every time I see him and his perfect wife with their perfect practice, where she's the perfect dentist, he's the perfect dentist. Well, they have two other dentists that work there, and I didn't like going to them because I always think ka-ching, ka-ching. Oh boy, that looks like it might be something. Yeah, I just see the dollar signs in their eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, I see their beautiful crown molding in their office. You know, I see all the latest equipment.
That's sort of a pun, isn't it?
Crown molding,
right?
Spare no expense.
So I got this. I got a new guy, last time, and he was really cool and he was good. And so I've reached out and said, that's the guy I'd like
to. So he's part of the firm that has the billboards, but he's not on the billboard.
But he's not on the billboard. And the last time when I got the guy once, and he's all right, but it's just, you know, he's okay.
Is he really handsome? Is he fit?
Yeah, he's fit. Of course he's fit. Of course he's
Oscar, fit. He's
talked about his kids.
Yeah, that guy's
fit.
Been working out.
What school they go to? Weird. They go to an expensive school.
I feel so
and then,
awkward
and then
that.
The And then the wife
he's
was
never
there,
coming back, you know.
What's that?
Oscar ruined it with Sean.
Hi, I'm over here.
What? When I hit on Sean.
Oh, yeah, when you said he worked out.
I was like, I said it in the creepiest way possible.
It was so natural.
Yeah, I was like, Rob, right. Sean works out.
Yeah, he looks fit.
He looks fit.
Yeah, I'm like, can we please start the show before we burn this bridge?
Sorry, man.
But to answer your question, he is fit. She is fit. He's not the talker. She is. She's a talker. I found the other guy, and I go in next week on a little staycation. But that doesn't matter nearly as much as when we come back on May the 6th. We will have a major announcement for you.
Of course.
To tell you all about what's coming up. It should be very, very special, and I'm looking forward to it, and I know everybody else is.
Can I ask you a question about the dental couple?
Yes.
Because I've had procedures that are husband and wife before.
Yes.
And it's almost like they've got prepared shtick where, you know, they fall into like almost like a groove and they're doing
like a routine.
Yeah. And and I find it off-putting. I don't want that.
Would you be content, as I would be, to have when devices are sucking saliva out of your mouth?
Yes.
And when they're and in some cases when there's a procedure going on that requires fingers and apparatus and cotton jammed into your mouth. And this is me talking. I'm a gregarious social guy.
Sure.
I would say to them, hey, guys, ixnay on the conversation, K.
Yes.
I don't need to hear you. I don't want to talk. And especially if you're talking in such a way that would require a response. I'm incapable of responding to you, and I talk for a living. So shut the F up.
I know you're going to accuse me of always talking about this, but I have to say the only situation that would be worse, and it happened to me, was a husband-wife team doing my vasectomy. And that's what they did.
Talk to you?
Yes.
Because you got the local anesthetic.
Yeah, and just hanging out. And they're like, oh, have you been to the new, Bed Bath & Beyond? It's right up there. And she says, oh, there's plenty of parking. Plenty of parking. And just, meanwhile, I'm getting the Betadine bath.
Have you ever met a fat dentist? I don't think I have.
A fat dentist?
Dr. Novi, who my sister and I commiserate on the fact that, he enjoyed the pain. Maybe with children more than adults. Now, just a theory. I don't want to impugn the man. He's long since dead. But Dr. Novi had a paunch. He was bald. He was fat.
Yeah.
Not super fat, you know? Oh, by the way, the movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yes, yes, yes.
That scene with Frances McDormand in the dentist's office brought me tremendous joy.
Yeah,
because they have the power.
Sure.
They have that power. You're in their seat. You know, the only thing that's missing is like a Saw 3 strap that they've tied across you, because they've got you with the procedure going on, and they can say whatever they want and do whatever they want.
All the dentists I know and I've met, And I really thought about this. They are, and I don't know if this has to. If this comes with the idea that you are cleaning teeth. It's
medical professional.
It's detail oriented. No, right. I've seen fat doctors.
Sure,
I see fat.
He
doctors
was a great comedian.
I see fat doctors all the time. But
my knee doctor was a big fat guy. But super big fat
but
guy.
But dentists, you got to lean over.
Yeah, you got to be able to get close.
Your entire, I guess, the way you make your living, your career, is built on fixing and cleaning and tidying up and right. getting all of that gook off.
Right.
Like, your body is probably the same. You probably have a mentality of like, this is how things go.
Yeah, and besides, a fat dentist would be trying to identify all the food he picks out of your teeth. It would slow things down.
Oh, that's gross. That's
what is that?
Nasty.
Did you have lettuce?
No.
Cobb salad?
Well, Dr. Novi was fat, and back in the day, they didn't care about anything Oscar was talking about. And by the way, I didn't mention that he had nose hairs you could climb rope on.
Oh, no! And you got a good view of that.
Oh, as a little like 8-year-old in his chair, you know, and he's sitting there going, he's drilling my teeth, you know. And
It looks like a Tarzan movie.
Yeah. Well, what have you been doing? Enjoying a regular diet of butter and sugar. Thank you very much. It's it's wonderful. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we have the Ben and Jerry's thing. There's happiness in Southwest Florida. Like to talk. I hate to do sports talk, but I do have to talk about the Giants quarterback that they drafted.
Oh, thank you.
Rocky Road.
Oh, no.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Meara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Meara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
You know,
thank you, Toddy.
Toddy reached out to me yesterday.
Oh, is he going to come back for a visit?
No, he's looking for verification on his LinkedIn page that he has a voiceover experience.
Terrific. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Brandless. If you want to shop, you got to shop Brandless. Brandless cuts out the middleman to deliver just what matters, all at simple, fair prices. I got a set of kitchen knives from Brandless that are going to knock your blade in the dirt. Brandless offers better options for the things you care about. They sell everything, and the website is a thing of beauty for browsing. Brandless offers better-for-you items at a better price, shipped directly to you, all without having to leave your home. It's different quality at Brandless. It's different. I'm not sure how I articulated in this commercial for you, but I will just tell you there was something about this carving knife that I got from Brandless, a very simple household item that was, you know, it just exuded better quality.
You know what, to
and
me,
it was cheaper to buy. It was amazing.
All their products have a boutique quality. Almost yes. like a specialness, right?
Really a specialness. That's perfect. Right now, our listeners can receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more at Brandless. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Start enjoying the high-quality products you deserve today. I wish Brandless made a cable company.
Yes, yes.
I truly do.
Yes.
Although, Oscar, when I'm watching hockey the other night, I can't tell you how I fixed it. I mentioned it yesterday,
yeah.
but I did fix the little problem.
That's
but,
excellent.
Yeah. Did I mention the first day that I was sick that you know, not only was I laid up all day long, but that a half hour after I got off the air and I plopped into my easy chair with an ice bag on my back that it went, oh, we're out of commission, and they were from noon until 6 o'clock that night.
Oh, I remember you mentioned because they gave you a specific time
to come back on.
Yeah. So I'm a little down on them recently, and then there was the whole debacle with the hockey game going
jitter. Yes,
they have a name for it. It's a jutter.
Yeah,
it's a jutter. We had that at American University, and you know, and by the way, consensual.
It was
a different time.
Yeah.
If you were to cut the cord, do you have any broadcast entities that are still covering your town? Like, could you get antenna TV? And
yeah, absolutely.
All that
we've
stuff?
Got we've got Wink, where our favorite weathermen
are. Oh, that's right. That's right.
When the hurricanes hit the fan, you know. But I'd need my sports fix.
Yeah,
that's the tough thing about cord cutting. Did you watch any of the
NFL draft
last night?
Of course, Mike. And I have to tell you, I think I know where you're going, and I'm not going to steal your thunder. When I saw this pick come up, and Giants, fantastic pick, top 10 pick. Top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
And a great organization, the New York Giants.
They lose Odell Beckham Jr. They have to rebuild. They've got a terrible quarterback. They finally seem to be making, being self-aware enough as an organization to say, okay, Eli's not going
to
be around.
Eli to say goodbye. He's 38 this. Years old. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, how do you plan for the future, Mike? You tell me, as a Giants fan, how did the Giants plan for the future, and do you think they made the right move?
I am not an NFL expert, but let me give you what I think about this. I think they plan for the future that in the war room, that's what they call these NFL draft play. In the war room, I think
with
they
Kevin
got together.
Costner.
Ownership, management, and they said, let's get a guy. Who do we want to be the heir apparent to Eli Manning? Well, what do we do? Is it skill? No, not necessarily. His stats aren't that good. Is it the potential? I don't know how good his potential is. Is it a big school for football? Probably not that well known for football. Well, let's get a guy that looks like Eli Manning. Let's get
He's
a guy. Yeah. The best written thing might have been in the New York Post or the Daily News, I'm sure, that said they drafted a guy that looks like he could play a young Eli Manning in the movies. And as everybody
what
knows.
What they say, Mike, is they've got a type.
They've got a type. Yes, sir. And that is a look that screams intelligence.
Yes.
That is just. And by the way, Duke University, one of the premier educational institutions in America.
Yes.
You would think, you know, this is
law
the elite.
Law and accounting. Yeah. That's where you draft at Duke. And maybe basketball, but they're there for a year, so technically that doesn't count. You do not draft a quarterback in the top 10 picks of a draft for a franchise that needs to rebuild.
Right, you know.
And they're getting murdered in the press.
Yeah.
Murdered.
USA Today writes, NFL draft winners and losers. And they go right to the New York Giants. Giants botch first round with Daniel Jones pick as quarterback.
And it takes a lot to get anything that even borders on negative from USA Today. They've made a career out of grading things at A-. And they say botched, that's like you want to burn the building down.
But the good news is that the winners apparently were the Washington Redskins, who got, what's the name? Dwayne Haskins, who was the quarterback everybody thought the Giants were going to pick.
Yes.
While, you know, meanwhile, the guy that they got, and he's even got a bland name, Daniel Jones.
That's a fake name,
Mike. Couldn't they get Fred Smith or something like that?
Right.
You know,
Fred Smoot was on the Santana Moss show. And they're going through all these names, and he goes out of his way to break down that a quarterback needs a sexy name.
That's true. Right.
You can't just have
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, you can't have Daniel Jones.
Case in
Tony
point.
Tony Romo. Yes.
Before he was a player, he pronounced his name Joe Theismann and changed to rhyme with the
with
trophy.
Heisman.
Yes. Yes.
True. True.
Yes.
Right.
You need a sexy name for a quarterback.
Christian Adolf Jurgensen.
So, what's the guy's name again for the Redskins?
Dwayne Haskins.
John Smith.
This, for a moment, will make Dan Snyder very popular among the fans. Can I just give you my last
theory? No, you know what?
Theory?
I don't think it will. I think they're going to... You know,
it is your rube to think otherwise.
They're just thinking this is good despite
name
the ownership.
Name the other two quarterbacks.
The other two quarterbacks?
Yeah, for the Redskins.
There's, of course, Mark Mosley, the kicker. And,
enough said.
Sammy Ball.
Do you know what the other two quarterbacks of the Redskins are doing?
What are they doing?
They're all injured.
Oh, that's
we
right.
need a quarterback.
They hurt themselves.
Yes. They actually needed a
They
a
need
quarterback.
A quarterback. The fact that we got Dwayne Haskins and the Giants is a huge coup.
I do remember that they hurt themselves. That was last season.
But can I say this? I know there are statistics to back up what I'm going to say, but overall, these picks and this ridiculous amount of speculation about certain players, it doesn't amount to anything because it really counts
50-50.
When the NFL season kicks in, whether they make the team, whether they make the starting team, whether they start in the first place, whether they get injured. There's so many variables in this situation, you never know. But I just have to look at this guy for the Giants. Daniel Jones?
Daniel and just say, Jones.
As a Giants fan, I'm not sure. But the guy for the Redskins.
Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins looks like he could be a stud.
He That's sounds just like my opinion. That, but he's got a sitcom name.
Let me also share.
And Dwayne Haskins as the principal.
You, I think you hit the nail on the head, Mike, was it the New York Post? Or was it the New York Daily News? I'm not sure. That said that he could play a younger Eli Manning, but not in a movie. A made-for-TV movie like on the Hallmark Channel.
A Lifetime
movie. Where it would be a Lifetime movie.
What happens, here's the plot, is a young football player who is dissatisfied with his career comes home and meets a young lady that teaches him the true meaning of Christmas. Mm. And that's where we have it.
Up in D.C., are they going out of their minds up there with this pick?
Yes, and this is not uncharted territory for this town. You know this, Mike, as it's always... For the last 5 years, not excluding this past offseason, it's always been how do the Redskins win the offseason? How did they win the offseason with the headlines and the big trades? And, if they have a draft, who do they draft? So the anticipation is back up to this fever where I saw this pick and I said, well, now let me see what Facebook and Twitter are saying about this.
Yes.
And they're all over the place.
They're kissing
and
their
butts. And then as a fan, great. Now, if I'm Alex Smith at home... While I have the millions, and if you still want to be a competitor, and apparently he's making his way back, supposedly, then you know it might be time to pack up that $76 million and say that this is a career-ending injury and move on with life.
Are you ready for Adam Schein from CBS Sports Network?
Yes, please.
The Washington Redskins and Daniel Snyder nailed it.
Yes!
This is not a drill. So there you have it.
It's
a good day.
Yeah. I hate hearing that. I hate hearing a positive headline associated with that guy. That guy, he nailed it. He's jumping around his little room with his little pants. And he's saying, we did it! We did it! We did it! Well, congratulations. You can't possibly lose a game till August.
Mel Kiper, you know, the guru.
Yes, the guru. Said,
I like what Washington did on day one. There it is.
Yep.
Redskins fans, enjoy your moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it all pans out.
Still undefeated this season, Mike.
Know, yeah, maybe my guy, you know, will only look like he doesn't have the chance to throw any completions.
They asked him what he's going to be like what he knows about New York, and this is really unfair because if you ask,
you did a deep dive on this guy. Well, there you go.
Well, this is unprecedented. This pick was not foreseen. That they really thought that all the experts thought that the Giants were really going to take Dwayne Haskins, and. For this to happen to such a small market quarterback, and I know if you're a Duke fan, fine. They're great in basketball. They have a decent program in football. But he throws interceptions all the time. What do they know that we don't know?
Right. Chad, a writer of NFL.com, said, given the murky future of Alex Smith, that, by the way, is the Redskins quarterback that got injured.
Okay.
Finding Haskins waiting for them at number 15 could prove to be franchise changing.
Mm-hmm.
And they got an A- from this guy.
Of course they did. A-.
By the way, Pete Prisco of CBS says, I think he's the best quarterback in this draft. It's a great pick for the Redskins. Getting a cheap quarterback to come in and push to start right away is a great move. Love this pick by the Redskins. Like Kyler Murray, he's a one-year wonder, but there's a lot of potential here. Everybody's speculating. We'll see what happens.
Cosmopolitan says he's dreamy.
And I look at one part of his body. I hope he doesn't have like RG3. Hope he don't have the bird legs. Just want to make sure he doesn't have the bird legs. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll do Oscar's take. On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal.
Hello, Tom.
I like to get my news anywhere I can.
Where?
That's why I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. Favorite way to consume it is on Spotify.
Toddy.
Because Spotify is young and cool.
He's the captain
and
now.
And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. Dummy. So go to Spotify and search the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best.
I'm at it.
Even better than a transistor radio. Or a
April
hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
He's trying to get April Rain's son, who's an intern for us.
Ethan.
Ethan
Sands.
Hi, Ethan. Love you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Kit is the perfect gift for Mother's Day.
True.
Let me explain. You can celebrate exactly what makes mom special. This Mother's Day, for a limited time only, 23andMe is taking $30 off their health and ancestry kit. Just buy it before May 13th, and you can be like Carla O'Mara, who found out that she's part Iraqi.
Really?
With the health and ancestry kit, you and mom can celebrate your genetic similarities and differences as you explore over 125 personalized genetic reports on your health, traits, and more. Let mom discover a whole new way of understanding who she is. With 23andMe's traits reports, mom can learn how her DNA influences her facial features, taste, smell, and other traits.
It is so cool.
It's very cool. And she can learn how her genetics could influence her health. All of us at TMOS did 23andMe.
I got a lot of Irish in me.
Shocking.
I got a lot of Irish
in me. Oh, shocking.
And our results are fascinating. I was also all over the place. And by the way, we found out that everybody in the studio is Jewish.
That's
everybody.
Right. All of us.
Mm-hmm. This Mother's Day, get $30 off 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit at 23andMe.com/TMOS. That's the number 23andMe.com/TMOS. Again, that's 23andMe.com/TMOS. The offer ends May 13th. Give mom a gift that's as unique, caring, and insightful as she is. Give 23andMe. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's your time for
Oscar's Take.
He's a so good Oscar's Take for you.
There he is. Oscar, how you doing today?
I'm great.
All right, here we go. These are all for you. These are perfect for
perfect.
You. Perfect. I know because I did them at 5 o'clock in the morning. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, next time you're debating whether to binge watch one more episode of a TV show or go to bed, hopefully you'll remember this and you will go to bed. Listen to this. According to a new study out of the University of South Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
Good
They're
school.
They're right over there. Anyway, according to a new study, missing out on a very small amount of sleep can wreck the entire next day. The researchers found that people who got just 16 minutes less sleep than usual had a tough time focusing and processing information the next day. It was mostly true on work days when people had to do a bunch of stuff they weren't excited about. On weekends, the effect was smaller. People who missed out on a few minutes of sleep didn't have as much trouble focusing. So if you're going to stay up late, do it on the weekends.
La-dee-da. We all don't have the wonderful life and schedule that allows for this bullshit.
Oh my goodness.
This. There are days I get 5 hours. There are days I've seen maybe 7 and I'm happy about that. Some
right.
two hours of sleep sometimes when something is due.
Right.
Now, you have to know when to sacrifice. And it doesn't have to be all the time. Look, we got a great vacation coming up. Catch a cat nap then. Why not? See what there happens.
You'll get his 16 minutes.
But
just you see.
When you gotta work. Work.
Just you wait and see. Very good. Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Oscar. Doctors have invented a new plastic surgery procedure where they sculpt your belly fat into a six-pack.
Nice!
The results don't look perfectly natural. Well, that's nice they put that in there. But they're not too bad. They're just okay. There's no word on when plastic surgeons could start offering this procedure or how much it might cost. It tells me that if you're walking down the beach and you see a guy with like these little ripples and you touch one of them, yeah, it'll be like jelly.
And he's got bird legs.
I would be into this. And as of yet, I know this, that I've let myself go a bit. I got to get on the open fit track and get going. Now, if I was a man of means.
You don't have a trash can. It looks like a dairy case.
If I was a man of means and I had the time and this
Orson Welles
this
is
viable,
then.
I would do this. I would do this. I'd pay thousands of dollars. Just make it look good from afar. If you touch it and it jiggles, that's a price I'm willing to pay if I'm into
that. If you want, I'm sure it'll be available. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
And remember, Mike, it looks okay.
It's National Pretzel Day. something we can all relate
to. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
A few national chains have deals, including Wetzel's Pretzels?
Yeah.
Not Wenzel's
Pretzels. No, that's a different one. That's a Philadelphia outfit.
Alan Wenzel. Hi, Alan. Wetzel's. You know Wetzel's Pretzels?
I've heard of it. Yeah, absolutely. I keep my finger on the market.
Pretzel market.
Yeah, big pretzel.
You can get a free at Wetzel's. You can get a free soft pretzel today. No strings attached. And if you follow them on Instagram for all your sexy your sexy pretzel grams, you can stop in for another free pretzel next week.
That's terrific.
Oh, I know this one in all the malls. Auntie Anne's.
Yes.
Is it Auntie Anne or Auntie Annie?
I think it's Auntie Anne's, isn't it? I'll check.
Okay, Auntie Anne's has a buy one, get one deal all weekend where your second pretzel is free. Snyder's is handing out free bags of pretzels in 10 different cities. And the brand Utz is running a contest where you can win free snacks. Free snacks for a year. A recent survey found our favorite soft pretzel topping is cheese, followed by mustard, chocolate, and butter. And 28% of us think a sandwich with two soft pretzels instead of bread is a brilliant idea. It's all the pretzel
Auntie news Anne's. Right. And Auntie I'm Anne's? Very shocked Auntie that Anne's. Cheese would outrank mustard. Mustard is your classic topping.
See if we match on the, even though sometimes I want to kill you, we do match on certain things. What's your favorite topping on a pretzel at Auntie Anne's?
Salted or unsalted?
Oh, no, if you're going to go there, that's more of a sweet destination. It's got to be cinnamon sugar.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Ooh, I didn't know they offered that there.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, fantastic.
I like mustard.
Mustard is great.
My go-to as far as soft pretzels go. I'll say that I'm shocked, and did you know that Auntie Anne's, we might have talked about it here, started at a farmer's market with one little stand and then went to multiple farmer's markets and then was scooped up and franchised.
And it was started by Ann Coulter.
Slut! Anyway.
Go to an airport, you're in a hurry, you don't want to make a mess, and you want something to bring on the plane that doesn't smell and is actually, it has a pleasant aroma.
Yeah. Go-to.
That is a go-to snack.
Unfortunately, we bring the these cinnamon sugar ones, which cover the person in the seat next to you.
And I also, Mike, I also bring a big double order of Mongolian beef from the Chinese restaurant.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, a mom in Michigan recently forgot how old one of her kids was, but it was good news for her. Antoinette Owsley lives outside of Detroit, and she won a pretty sizable chunk of money in the lottery this month because she screwed up her kid's age. Whenever she buys a ticket, she comes up with the numbers by using a combination of her kids' ages and birth dates. And one of her kids recently turned 20, but she forgot. So she used 19 as one of her numbers last week, and she won $78,000.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Hello.
Hello.
The lottery, a lot of people say, you know, it's divisive. I disagree. I think you and I, Mike, I know you don't play, Rob, but you have when we've been here. Have you ever looked at the latest scratcher offerings when it comes to the lottery? Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
So I have just got into a game that allows you to spin online after you scratch. So if you scratch and you get a spin, then you go online and then you spin like the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Yeah.
And
it's impossible for it to be fixed.
And when that thing spun,
I got so intrigued. I know. I am such a dumbass. So
when made ice cream eyes.
When it spun, I won. Like it landed on 20, and I was like, let me look deeper into this game. And look, I'm the type of guy. If I see scratches, like I have cash on me, I'll buy some scratches. $20 bucks. There is
How do I get it?
There is a way. I know the Virginia Lottery has it. I don't know if the DC, but the Virginia Lottery has it. And if you get an actual spin wheel on your card, that says live spin, you go to Richmond and you spin live online. They stream it. And I went on their site to see all these wonderful lucky people, the Rubes that win from the Virginia or wherever they buy it from.
Yeah.
Each one of them has won no less than $225,000 on a game and a video that I could tell maybe five people watch.
Really?
It was such a genius play that I was like, well, I'm just going to buy this from now on. It's a $5 scratcher. Why not?
Well, you know
why?
I was going to say, Rob.
The genius play is they're counting on people not doing their research and say, drive to Richmond. Screw that.
Yeah, because it says live spin. If you don't know anything about it, you're just going to throw away the card.
That's what they're counting on.
So the live spin, you have to go to Richmond or you can do it online.
Oh, so two facets. One says spin.
You won the $20.
You put in the code into the app and then you whatever you win. But if you get live spin,
you drive to Richmond and spin a
real
wheel.
Wheel like The Price is Right. Isn't that I was like, this is a game.
I only have one thing to say. Come on, Florida.
When you won your 20, how do you get your $20? Your virtual 20.
The same way. You take the card that gave you
the
code.
Oh, and it scans.
And it scans.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Yeah.
That would be, for me, that would be Tallahassee. I'd drive. Anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. You might be there anyway. Yes.
Finally, Oscar, you're going to love this one. A doctor from an online herpes treatment service called Herp Alert said there might have been an outbreak at Coachella this year.
Oh, no.
They normally,
Jesus.
I read this story. And then I went to an image search for Coachella, and I finished it and went, yep.
Yeah.
They normally handle 12 cases a day in Southern California, but during the first 2 days of the Coachella festival, they received almost 250 inquiries, about 10 times more than their average. And over the past 2 weeks, 1,105 cases have been reported to Herp Alert from around the Coachella Valley area. The biggest previous spike in SoCal was during last year's Oscars weekend when they got a mere 60 cases a day. There's nothing official on an actual outbreak. All we know is that a lot of people in Southern California were sending Herp Alert photos of their situation over the past 2 weeks, worried that they might have herpes. So, coincidence? I think not. What's your take, Oscar?
So there's an app out there that you can send a picture of your ingrown hair.
Yes. Yeah.
This world and technology continues to surprise me. I should know about this story. Like, thank you for sharing that.
Well, and you know what? If you go to the doctor's office, you get to spin for it.
Simplex B.
That's my story.
I can't wait. God bless you. That was a 10.
Oh, my God. Simplex B. Thank you, Johnny. All right, we'll take a break and come back with the last audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We said our
goodbye. This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
It's me, Dahlia. People seem to bask in the fact that I'm the bitch turn. But the real gem of this office is Johnny the Dimturn. I saw him try to tie his Velcro shoes. And then he asked me if people listened to the recordings that we make. When I said yes, people listen to TMOS. He then asked if people listen to the recordings that he makes on his Voice Memos app. As I said, Dimturn.
Follow the interns at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Dimturn.
Johnny the Dimturn. I'll back that up. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Brook Linen. You spend a third of your life in your sheets, so don't you think it's time for a bedding upgrade?
Yes.
You deserve the best online bedding according to Good Housekeeping. BrookLinen.com. I sleep on them every night. They bring you luxury sheets without luxury markup. BrookLinen.com eliminates the middleman, so you save. Sheets that feel great and look great with tons of colors and patterns to mix and match. So treat yourself to the 5-star quality of Brook Linen. They really are phenomenal. Mm. My Brook Linen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I have ever slept on. And I'll tell you, I'm down here in the warmth and humidity of Florida, and they feel phenomenal. And now it's time for your upgrade. BrookLinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code TMOS at BrookLinen.com. Brook Linen is so confident.
How confident are they?
They are so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty.
Hi-oh!
The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use the promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen. They really are the best sheets ever. And now let's open up the audio vault. Thank you very much for April 26, 2019, Friday, Rob Spiewak.
Michael, do you have FOMO?
FOMO.
On occasion, I do. I have it when it comes to family up in Maine.
Okay, understand.
I have a bit of it because everybody's doing social things. We wonder, how come we didn't? Okay, how come we did? Okay, everybody's got it.
A little bit of fear of missing out. What if you were sitting at home stewing and saying, man, I wish I had been at that karaoke bar when Nicolas Cage sang Purple Rain. I can't believe I missed that because that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, if you were in the area and you were a regular at that bar, that might be the case.
He's back. He went to the same karaoke bar and sang the same song. Nicolas Cage, Seek Help.
It's time we all reach out to something new. That means you too.
Yeah.
You say you want a leader, but you can't.
Good audio.
Make up your mind.
I don't suppose he wanted it spread.
I think you better close it.
Means there'll be a video. I'll be checking out as soon as the show. He loved the experience so much, he went back and did it.
Is when, even when he's singing as hard as he can, he still sounds like Johnny Camerari's brother.
He's falling apart.
He really
Somebody
is. At the
get
seams.
A hold of that guy.
At the seams.
You know, I think the people that would have had hold of him are long gone. Do think so.
You don't think is what is his cousin Coppola? Francis Ford Coppola is his cousin, right?
His uncle.
Yeah. Uncle.
Uncle's uncle.
Yeah, he called him from the uncle. Hey, I'm calling from the winery, Francis. Nick. Do you want to maybe cool it on the Prince records? What's up?
Who
don't do that.
Do you probably won't remember this. Do you remember the name of the actor that played his brother in Moonstruck? The guy that that came back and he's a mother. She's that guy. He's that guy. Well,
It is Johnny Camerari. It's
My God. He hasn't made a movie in 20 years.
No.
Right?
Yeah, but
he hasn't
know.
Been on screen, but he was big. He was hot for a while.
I can picture his face, but he's one of the best things in the movie.
Isn't it amazing how quickly we forget these guys?
Well, quick. The movie's 30 years old. 40.
Here you go, Rob. You know the movie, so I'm going to give you the name.
All right, let's see who it is.
The face.
The face is...
If you name names...
Danny Aiello.
There we go.
Danny Aiello. Has Danny Aiello made a movie in the last 10 years?
No, the last I heard is about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, he put out an album, as everyone puts out an album. And so,
so maybe
I heard him promoting
an
album. But anyway, if you have to pick one sweet spot of every movie, when he finally comes back in the final scenes of Moonstruck and the lady says, "It's Johnny Camerari." It's my favorite. I love it. Anyway.
What if Danny Aiello was to call Nicolas Cage and go,
"You're making a total ass of yourself. I don't understand. What are you doing? Go back home. Don't go to the karaoke bar. You go to the karaoke bar, you look like a complete schlub. Come on, stop it, Nicolas. Stop it."
So
thank you.
I want to applaud. I know we talked a little bit of football. We talked about the draft. I applaud quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Because I think he's really corrected his voice. Remember, it wasn't 9-10 months ago that this is how he sounded.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was at my little brother's basketball game, and I saw all the stuff posted all over social media and got all the calls and texts. But I was just really – all I'm focused on now is just working hard, preparing like I've been preparing.
And it's not an isolated incident because he also sounded like this.
The furthest I ever threw it in college was 83 yards, but I had a little bit of wind at my back.
So he was just named to be the cover boy of Madden 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was very excited. Now, he's got to be aware that it usually comes with a curse of some sort.
Oh, yes, the Madden cover curse.
But he is very excited, and I think he's working with a vocal coach, maybe.
It's special. It really is. I mean, when you look at the guys that have been on that cover,
better, right?
Michael Vick to Tom Brady.
A little better.
Drew Brees, to name a few. I mean, it really is a special moment whenever I got to really see that cover and see myself on it.
I just think of Animal.
Yeah, because it ain't this.
The Muppet Babies. Jerry's.
For me, I was at my little brother's basketball game, and I saw all the stuff posted all over social media.
It's the Muppet Show!
Oh, my God.
All right, I didn't know the name, Mike. I'm going to guess you didn't, so I'm going to go to the source. Oscar?
Yes.
Do you know the name Daisy Keach?
Oh, no, I do not.
She's an Instagram influencer who is constantly being accused of having a medically altered ass because her ass is so perfect. People say she's had something done to it to actually perfect her butt.
So that would involve enhancement, making it rounder and larger.
So what did she do is she put up an Instagram video where she went and saw Dr. Gavami, who is a plastic surgeon, and he's certified dad ass is real.
I have a natural, young, athletic female here who has...
By the way, this is not creepy, okay? Just so you know, this is not creepy.
I have a natural, young, athletic female here who has a blessed, genetically blessed body. Her buttocks are real. So I told her, you know what? A lot of people are hating on you, saying your butt's not real on IG and all that. So I'm going to certify it as a butt expert. It's real.
And that's nice, isn't it?
It's a certified. Lot of people are hating on you. Thanks. That's a real medical opinion, doctor. There you go.
So all right. They followed up. The New York Post followed up and asked him why he would certify this ass. Dad ass. And dad here's ass. What he said.
That was a cool kind of tongue-in-cheek thing. Actually,
tongue-in-cheek? I get
that. That was a cool kind of tongue-in-cheek thing. Actually, as you guys will find out soon, she came in obviously for something else, but she happened to mention to me, oh, I know you're a butt expert. All these people think my butt's fake. So I said, why not? I'm an expert. Who else better to certify or say that your butt's real after I evaluate it? This is kind of a little fun side of my work. And
is he good looking, Rob?
Not.
No. And no. I don't think any doctor should have a fun side of his work. You get the impression that maybe in the lobby of his waiting room, there might be a photostatic copy of a medical degree, something in grayscale. It's tongue in cheek, but take some joy in this. Cardi B has released a clothing line.
I am launching my second Fashion Nova collection on May 8th, and I am throwing a big party like the last time. My collection, I love it. It's sexy. It's a lot of fun colors, but it, yes, so matrix, so sleek, so clean.
Yeah.
A lot of cutouts. And it's for all body types.
As she has promised to put as much care into the clothes as she did in that audio presentation.
There you go, Cardi B. Right. Oh, my baby doll.
Two more before I set you free for the weekend. Taylor Swift, who makes an amazing amount of popular music. Everything she touches turns to gold. What do you think influences her the most?
The lady with the real ass.
Ah, not Dr. Gavani either, no.
All right.
Number one for me, most influential factor in my life is cats. I have cats. I'm obsessed with them.
Okay, good luck.
They're just a real joy to live with.
Good luck.
You see, I always thought cats was her agent.
Yeah, Murray Katz.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but at present she's a big feline.
Taylor, you're doing great. This is your agent, Murray Katz. Thank you.
I saw you in the wax museum. You look marvelous, darling. Very nice.
I'll get him on the phone.
Oh, is Murray there?
Hi, Taylor. It's Murray Katz. Can you say platinum?
Well, let's close with this. Huge surprise yesterday. I love when I open up the newspaper and I'm greeted with a huge surprise. Turns out there's this guy named Joe Biden, and he's running for president. No one saw this coming. Joe Biden?
Right.
As we salute this man entering this already crowded ring, can we look back on some of the things he's said in the past?
Very good. That makes it fun.
Yes, a little visit back with Joe Biden. Uncle Joe.
As Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S, jobs. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive. God bless her soul.
He said this to a politician in a wheelchair.
Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
Then he went over and hugged him.
Oscar's right. That's a good save.
Also, better than grab her by the you-know-what.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So apparently he's running for president. This is a crazy world.
Oh, stand up, everybody.
That's right. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, don't forget, we've got a major announcement on Monday, May 6th. Woo! We are going to take a little bitty breaky-breaky. When we come back, we'll have that for you. Speculate to you. That's good, Seth. Have a fantastic time. If you'd like a message to hear in the mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MichaelMarisShow.com. And keep the yaks coming, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. And, of course, while we're gone every day, someone please buy the bonus show.
Yes.
It helps more than you know. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Very sorry for Wonka. It's going to cost him a fortune in fudge.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Goodbye, D.